count the cars that pass by. You've got opinions, man, we're all entitled to them, but I never asked. So let me thank you for your time and try not to waste any more of mine. Get out of here fast. I hate to break it to you, babe, but I'm not drowning. There's no one here to save.
Show 72, The Lesbian Mafia. I'm Sandy. I'm just here to just say a few things. That's all I'm here for. And nothing else. And I'm here to say that I don't care what stupids think about anything. I'm tired of playing stupid so that stupids don't get upset. That is very exhausting. You understand? When you play stupid to adjust to stupid people. So here's the thing. I could do this whole thing. I could, you know, do this whole thing, do blogs, vlogs, this, that, and I could be fucking huge. I could have done it when I started. But I really would like to narrow down the focus because I am not Ellen DeGeneres. I'm not going to talk about nothing and be stupid and dance around. I'm not going to do that. And fine, you like Ellen, whatever. So do I to some degree. You know, whatever. But Ellen DeGeneres is making tens of millions, I don't know, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. So it's very easy for her to decide to shut up and say nothing and learn nothing and just do what she does every day. I am not Ellen DeGeneres. I am not going to dance for you. I'm not going to dance for straight people. I don't care about stupids anymore. And what I'm doing, I'm on Twitter all the time, Twitter/The Lesbian Mafia. A lot of people, they get upset when I tweet certain things, let's say about Obama, you know, they don't like it. And they've always not liked it. And they've always, you know, harped down my throat. So, you know, you make decisions in your life at certain times. For maybe the past year, it wasn't really worth it for me to respond because when you have other things going on. But at this point, I'm saying to myself, it's my Twitter page. It's my MySpace. It's my blog. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do on there. Whoever doesn't like it can unsubscribe. They can unfollow. They don't have to listen to the show. They can toss my fucking salad is what they can do. I mean, are you kidding? I have this person who's trying to act like he's so smart, telling me how Palin isn't even in the same category of a human being as Joe Biden and Barack Obama. You know, she's so stupid, that Palin, that she dominates the news cycle. My goodness, she's such an insignificant, stupid idiot that every single fucking liberal on the planet is obsessed with her to the point that these people foam at the mouth. Really? Is that how insignificant she is? I think not. I think you're very threatened by her. So, you know what? That makes me laugh. That makes me laugh and makes you sound like an idiot when you're. And then this same person, I can't remember his stupid name. I don't know if he has a name. While he's patronizing and talking down to me, of course, because, you know, liberals are so much smarter than everyone. They're just so much more intelligent than you, you know, and if you don't think like them, you're not as intelligent as them. You have to remember that. So, what I'm saying is, you want to sit there and you want to play stupid like you don't know what's going on and what Barack Obama's doing. Look, I'm no fan of her politics. I think they're disgusting. On the other hand, I think Obama is a fail on every level possible. 100 times worse than even I imagined. Listen, I never supported him. I voted for Hillary, which I would never do again. But I did vote for her in the last election. And if you want to be taken seriously as a human being, why don't you try not acting like a fanboy? You know, you're a fan of Obama. He's a master of intellect. He's a master and he knows the policy. He's a master. I can see what a master he is. I can see all of the promises that he made. I could see the state of this nation. I could see everything. What a genius. My goodness, what a fucking genius. I can really see the genius. That if that man does not have a teleprompter, he starts talking about that there's 57 states and that you have to use a breathalyzer when you have asthma. These are the things that happened when he doesn't have a teleprompter. And then he goes to India and they were all waiting because, you know, he's supposed to be this great orator, this, you know, amazing speech giver. Oh, my God. And then he shows up with a teleprompter and they were all not impressed. What I call Barack Obama is a great reader. That's what he is. He's a great reader. Now, that said, I don't fucking care what anybody thinks about anything that I think about anything. How's that? Have you fucking thought of that? First of all, this bullshit that these idiots on the right, that he's a socialist. Excuse me. Why don't you learn what the term socialism means before you call someone a socialist? What is happening to America is not socialism. It is fascism. Look up the fucking terms. Read a little bit. Stop spreading harpy bullshit that's inaccurate. Okay? But that's the right, because they're also smarter than everyone else, too. You know? Because the right and the Republicans, they're so smart and superior to everyone. And the liberals, they're so superior and smart, you know? That it took Rachel Maddow and Keefe, 3-4 years to figure out that Obama's a fail. Are they even admitting it yet? Or are they still pushing that he's great and this and that? And I saw somebody tweet some talk show host. She's tweeting, well, I'd rather have a guy who could take a punch to the lip than a guy who chokes on a pretzel. I mean, is this what you're really spreading? Are these the people, the talk show hosts, is this what people are really listening to? About my team, your team? When are people going to get tired of this? My team, your team? Are you kidding me? Barack Obama is a master of intellect. Do you want to be taken seriously or do you want me to laugh at you? I mean, really, because I had to stop for a couple of minutes and take my fingers off the keyboard when this person was messaging me on Twitter after he said that Barack Obama was a master of intellect. I can't do it. And then you want to talk about Palin. You know what I'm saying? Call her what you want. I don't give a fuck. It's not my mother. I'm not voting for her. I don't give a shit. They want to try to just hurt you if you aren't bashing her. It's not enough that you... What am I trying to say? It's not enough that you don't support her. You have to hate her like the liberals hate her. If you're not foaming at the mouth hating her, then they want to hurt you. And this is the derangement of liberals and the left, which to me, I gotta say, as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say, totally fed up with this whole bullshit. I've never been more turned off. Really, if I was a different person, and I've seen a lot of people do it where they were flaming liberals and they went all the way to the other side and now they're concerned. I've seen it happen. And for a moment, while I was messaging with this person who was trying to, you know, who said nothing, who was just tweeting, I'm saying, so what are you talking about? Are you talking about social issues? What is the issue that you have with Palin that is your issue, that she's so insignificantly stupid, as so stupid as an ant, dumber than, she's so much more, she's as insignificant as an ant on an anthill, that you have to go wild and try to make me know that she's that insignificant, because I won't play your stupid game and say that Palin's as insignificant and stupid, and she doesn't even compare as a human being to Barack Obama. Are you fucking on some kind of drugs? They can't stop writing about it. Every single fucking piece of media, leftist media, left and right, every single fucking piece of media writes about this woman day and night, 24-hour news cycle. She's on the news all day long. They're all talking about her. She hasn't even said she's running for president, and everyone can't stop screeching about her. Wow, she's so insignificant and stupid. Huh? Really? I can see how stupid she is. What my issue is the hypocrisy. Palin is not the issue, because Palin is not the president. The president is Barack Obama, okay? And he just sided with the banks to, quote-unquote, protect the lenders. So he sided with the banks on millions of foreclosures. Millions and millions and millions of families thrown out of the streets with their furniture on the sidewalk, like Webster said, but thrown out on the streets. Okay? and he sided with the banks. That is the fucking issue. Palin's reality show is something that I do with my grandmother on Sunday nights, and I happen to fucking enjoy it. Because I like her. What can you do? Am I going to vote for her? No. I think her politics are as harpy as they fucking come. I can't even, when she's not, I can watch the show, but when she's talking about politics, I can't. I start to, you know, my eyes start to go in different directions. When she talks about politics, my eyes go in different directions. It just, that's what happens. Okay? Other than that, I am not going to do what hypocrites do, which is criticize her and attack her on her character. There are few, very few women on the political scene right now. And let me tell you something. To my 10-year-old niece, she knows nothing about if Palin is, you know, the best candidate or not, or if she's the most brilliant scholar in the world. She has no fucking idea about that. She also happens to not know that Obama is an abject fail. But you know what? It's nice for her to see, symbolically, to see Obama up there. So that's why I don't really go for his jugular. You understand what I'm saying? Because I understand the symbolic relevance of his presidency, okay? Do I think he's a fail? Yes, I do. But, like, I don't feel this, you know, need to destroy him. On Twitter, when people are sending me messages, yeah, I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. Just because you're being a fucking asshole, so will I. Okay? So for the past month and a half, I've just been saying what I want to say because, you know what? I think we're over the symbolic relevance right now. Okay? I'm over it. Grandma didn't get her her cost of living raised this year in her Social Security. I know that's Bush's fault. I know everything is Bush's fault. I know. Sorry, but after you ram through those stimuluses and you ram through health care, you can't keep blaming Bush anymore because now that's your policies. This is your shit. You tried the stimuluses. You rammed through these stimuluses, and we're still in the situation we're in, okay? So blaming Bush over, oh, this is all Bush's fault. I know. What are you talking about? The bailouts were Bush's? Yeah, we know that. And Obama got on, and he did a whole speech, and you know, and everybody was saying, no, we don't want these bailouts. But Obama went and campaigned for the bailouts. He said, yes, we have to do this. This is the right thing for America. And he persuaded everyone to pass these bailouts, which have done what exactly? I don't know. But you want to get mad because I talk about Obama and me? It's like your ass itches when I talk about Obama. Then don't fucking listen, okay? For 2 years, I listened to everybody, oh, Obama, Obama, when I knew everything's going to happen. And you sit there on fucking Rachel Maddow. You have to, I don't need to talk for a fucking hour every night to know that Obama's a fail and a Judas. I don't need to listen to Rachel and Keefe. Keefe Obi every night. I don't need to do that. I knew 3-4 years ago, and so did a lot of us. The 30% of people of the LGBT, mind you, just the 30%, this is just the LGBT who voted for John McCain. Knew that a long time ago also. No, sorry, 29%. 29% of the LGBT voted for John McCain. If that doesn't tell you something, nothing will. But that said, that's not even including, I'm sorry, I'm just recovering from some bronchitis, so I'm a little scratchy, but that's not even including the people who stayed home and people who voted Green Party. And I said this on Twitter, is I can't fucking stand zero. And even I couldn't vote for John McCain. Moving forward, even since whatever, a couple years ago when he first started campaigning this and that, the minute that I started saying something about Obama, oh, please, people acted like I was talking about their fucking father. Give it up. He's not your father. He's a politician. And so is fucking Sarah Palin. Let me explain something to you. I don't care what the fuck you think. Do you understand that? Do you think that I live and die by your fucking opinion? If I was to listen to the LGBT community, I would be doing what all the vloggers say to do, and I would be fucking women who are actively sleeping with men, and I'd catch fucking some disease. I mean, you really got to be kidding me. You've really got to be kidding. Do you really think that people are listening anymore, LGBT? Wake up. No one's listening to you anymore because you make no sense. You ignore anything that doesn't fit your narrative or contradicts your prejudices, and there is nothing worse than a prejudiced minority. There's nothing worse than that because they're so insular there's nothing that will break these people out because they're not exposed. They don't expose themselves to the larger majority of people. So you become so insular in your thoughts, and it becomes like a derangement syndrome. And then you get depressed because you keep voting for the same shit and your rights, and you never get what you want, and this and blah, blah. And then you start taking antidepressants or some other fucking pill, and you go out every weekend and you gotta fucking drink every goddamn weekend because your life doesn't make any fucking sense. And then you got to smoke pot too because you need to zone out because now you're like beyond anxious because your life doesn't make any sense. Okay, so what do? You got to rail into Palin. I don't care if people don't like Palin. Address the issues. What I find to be incredibly hypocritical are these character assassinations from liberals. It is so gross and it's such a turnoff. And I don't know if you people are aware, but this is your lack of awareness. Is people aren't digging it. Gay people aren't digging it. A lot of liberals aren't digging it. A lot of leftists aren't digging it. And there's a big difference between leftists and liberals. Look it up. I don't have time to explain. But people aren't digging the hypocrisy. A lot of people are stuck on this bullshit with Obama. That's fine. Do whatever the fuck you want. That's not going to stop me from talking about the fucking truth. I don't need to be conned and cajoled over 2 or 3 years by Rachel Maddow every single night. I don't need to be conned and cajoled by her in order to finally fucking accept, after being conned and cajoled by her, that Obama was going to be great. Okay? The way they pushed Obama, oh my God, the way they pushed, like he was God, like nobody in the world disagreed. You know, he was just Jesus, and that's it. That's what I've got to say. I think I'm done here. So my message to you here is, if you do not like my tweets, please unfucking follow. Because don't think that I don't know that you tune into my fucking tweets to learn something. Don't think that I don't fucking know that. Don't think that I don't fucking know that you listen to this fucking show because you want to learn something, even though you may disagree or you're angry that I'm saying it. Don't think that I don't. No, you're learning. Yes, I'm entertaining, whatever, but you're fucking learning something when you listen to this show, when you tune into my Twitter, when you watch TLM's blog. You're learning. Don't think that I don't fucking know that shit, and then you want to go talk about me, and blah, 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 you fucking yak your mouth off. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You couldn't hold a conversation with me. If you couldn't sit next to me and hold a conversation, if I fucking paid you, half of you people who talk about me, oh, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you all, that's what I've got to say. I wouldn't let you buy me a drink if I just swallowed a bag of salt. I wouldn't let you buy me a drink. You're fucking phonies. Hypocritical phonies. Until you give equal time to criticizing Obama and what he's doing right now. The hypocrisy, the wars, 70, I don't know, over 70 predator drones in Pakistan. We're not even at war with Pakistan. Expanding Afghanistan? This is the anti-war guy? Where the fuck is the anti-war movement? Where are they? The Patriot Act, he expanded it. Oh my God, when it was Bush, oh my God, it was the worst thing in the world. Holy shit, people were, oh my God, I think they were going to have a heart attack over the Patriot Act. Now that it's Obama and he expands it, that's okay. That's all right. Obama sides with the banks. Oh my God, there's tens of millions of people homeless on the streets for the holidays. That's okay. That's all right. And the people who send me DMs and this and that, oh, you're this, you're that, you go fuck yourself. You don't know which fucking way you're walking. If I met you, I would smack a fucking compass on your forehead so you could at least look in the fucking mirror. And when you're looking in the mirror seeing how fucking stupid you are, you can at least know which fucking direction you're walking in, because you're fucking lost. So keep fucking talking about me. I don't give a fuck. I don't even know if you're talking. I'm just saying that in case you are. So fuck yourselves if you are. And that said, I welcome, you know, the conversations on Twitter. I really do. And I want to say thank you so much for all the emails. I'm changing the tone right now, because I just went through in my inbox and I hadn't read it in a couple of months, and it was an overwhelming amount of emails. But let me tell you something, those emails, thank you. I can't say thank you enough. I may not be able to respond in a way that's, you know, fully acknowledges the effort of the email. But though the messages that I get, the fact that you take the time out to do that, and, you know, I mean, really, it is, there's really no gift that you could give a person, you know, because when you're talking, it's not like I'm being an actress here. I'm talking, I'm just doing me. So when people criticize you, they're criticizing you. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. If you don't like it, get fucking lost. But thank you so much for those emails. Beautiful. And the voicemails, I can't possibly pay. I know that I say, oh, I'm going to play those voicemails. I did it once before. I played like a ton of voicemails, but I don't know if that's the right thing to do. Maybe I will. I don't know. But there's so many voicemails in the inbox, and there's so, I love them. I can't tell you what a joy it is to get an email saying that there's a voicemail. I like them even more than the email sometimes, because I get to hear your voices. Do you know what I mean? That number is 347-989-2TLM, in case you wanted to call in. And if you need to send an email, it's info@thelesbianmafia.com. And if you don't like this fucking show, if you don't like me, if you don't like my Twitter, if you don't like my Twitter, that's funny. If you don't like my blog, if you don't like my opinions, then go fuck yourselves. But don't say that you're not fucking learning something. And don't tell me over the past 2-3 years that you listen to this show that you haven't learned something listening to this fucking show, that it hasn't affected your thought pattern. You fucking stupid idiots. You listen to Rachel Maddow, she'll lead you to the slaughterhouse. That's where Rachel will lead you. I have to watch MSNBC? It won't be another 4 or 5 years before they finally admit what a... And then who knows if they'll even ever admit it. You have to understand, these people are paid millions of dollars. Okay? Millions of fucking dollars. Do you really think that when you turn on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, these people who are making millions of fucking dollars by major cable media, do you really fucking think you're getting the real story? I mean, if you do, really, I have a bridge to sell you. And Obama is a master of intellect. I don't care. I don't care. People make you feel like, oh, you can't say anything because then you're talking about, oh my God, you know, like, oh, the fuck you're talking about, you have to understand. The fucking Black Caucus doesn't seem to fucking understand or give a fuck right now, okay? Because the majority of people affected by all of the foreclosures, and if you don't know, which you probably fucking don't, why don't you Google and find out all of the people, the millions and tens of millions of people who are homeless for the fucking holidays because Obama sided with Wall Street and the banks to foreclose on these people illegally. Illegal fucking foreclosures. Wake the fuck up. And if you don't like that I'm saying this, then go to the toilet. If it bothers you, go and vomit. And wish me well, because I have a little bit of a cold. So I gotta go. And I am just sick. I'm just sick of fucking people telling me what the fuck I can say, what I've done 2 years. And you know what? The first year I said, you know what? Whatever it is, I don't like them. You know, whatever it is, there is some symbolic relevance there. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah. Just like Palin is some symbolic relevance, so is Hillary. I was saying my 10-year-old niece and nephew, they have no fucking idea that Hillary's a warmonger psycho. They have no idea that Palin's a lunatic or that Obama's a moron. They have no idea. But, you know, you see these people, you may not think that it means anything, but for young kids, for a young girl to see Palin, an attractive woman who doesn't look like a fucking dude, not that there's anything wrong with any kind of look in particular, but you know what, to see a woman who looks feminine and, you know, takes care of herself to some degree, you know, after having 5 kids, I'd like to see what half of these liberals look like, that they look disheveled, and they're on pills, and they can't stop drinking, probably because of how they look, and they don't even have kids. And they don't look half as good as her. Anyway, that's another point. That's another story. But, you know, for a young kid to see, you know, a woman in the political sphere, however it is, maybe she's not. She is hokey. I know she's hokey. But I watch her show. I know she's hokey. And her politics are revolting. But anyway, I'm just here to say, screw you. And I'm going to go now. So leave me alone. Leave me alone. I don't want to hear about your stupid Obama. I don't care about him. Okay? Lefties, you're all misogynist pigs anyway. Goodbye.